Good afternoon, everyone. We are facing the crisis of corona more intensely as the days go by. Thoughts go out to our dear friends in Brigade Millennium, and we all need to say extra prayers for them. I thought I would dwell a little on Ramzan and Eid al-Fitr, which was celebrated yesterday, the festival of joy in the time of corona. This year's Eid will always be remembered as it is the first year when the very core of Eid, that is congregations, will be reduced to the barest minimum because of the virus. I'm quoting from an article by one Jawahar Sarkar, which I read recently, and he says, "History tells us that Anas, a well-known companion, arrived in Medina and found people celebrating two specific days in which they entertained themselves with merriment. At this, the Prophet remarked that the Almighty has fixed 2 days of festivity, but they have a greater significance of prayer and surrender to God, as also brotherhood and service to the poor. Charity and alms to the poor was predominant. These he fixed as Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. Eid al-Fitr marks the end of a difficult month of fasting, Ramzan, and it has always marked a high point in Islamic society where these components converge. The sighting of the thin slice of the new moon is fairly well known. The day starts with community prayers and a lot of bonhomie, as people, rich and poor, hug each other as a mark of love, friendship, unity, and goodwill. Sadly, the deadly virus will get in the way of this symbol of brotherhood this year, not to speak of taking the blessings of elders, receiving gifts, new clothes, and the grand meal spread on a big rug shared by all. Corona cannot prevent Eid from its sweet, sugary feast. Eid sermons invariably seek the mercy of the Almighty and pray for the peace and pray for peace unto all mankind. We may all need to pray much harder during this Eid. Ultimately, all religions are one. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Thank you.